Good morning, people. This is your highly caffeinated cosmic curator with a look at the stars for today, February 21st, 2026. Well, folks, as Bob Dylan famously said, you don't need a weatherman to tell you which way the wind's blowing. Oh, my gosh. All right, let's break it down. The day begins with the Moon, Saturn, and Neptune in sidereal Pisces. Now, Pisces is the mutable water sign. It's symboled by two fishes going in opposite directions, like, which way do we go? What that means is that part of the energy of Pisces is in another world. And if you know any Pisceans, they usually have a very bad sense of direction. In fact, if it wasn't for GPS, heavens knows where they'd end up. And the other part, which is sort of like, yeah, okay, so this is the world. I get it. But it's not typically their first grasp of reality. Now, Pisces is the energy of spirituality, the dissolution of boundaries, universal empathy, the flow of collective consciousness. It's like the ocean, mysterious and deep. You can tell a person has, let's say, Venus in Pisces because they love everyone and everything, sometimes to their detriment. Now, Pisces is a sign that when it's in strong in people's birth charts, they usually work with the imagination. Or taken to an extreme, they're untethered from reality. Now, Pisces is also, as fate would have it, the home sign of Neptune. In other words, Neptune and Pisces go together like peanut butter and jelly. When Neptune is in Pisces, it expresses its energies best. And what are those energies? Neptune is about imagination, dream states, illusion, possibly delusion, escapism, and fantasy. And you could say gaslighting, too. Now, Saturn is the planet of structure, stability, order, and authority. And it can have a difficult time in Pisces where it doesn't get grounded so easily. I mean, how do you get grounded in the watery deep of the ocean? Now, right now, Saturn and Neptune are exactly conjunct at 6 degrees in sidereal Pisces. Now, this happens every 35 years, and it starts a new cycle. Now, the consensus of opinion among astrologers is an expectation of rising tensions, protests, and potential leadership changes. Now, there could be a wave of unrest, a new interest in religion, mysticism, paranormal topics, zombies, ghosts. It's also a new wave of creative energy that could influence music, art, film, and other media. I mean, remember when folk music went to rock, went to disco? I mean, these things happen. The Saturn-Neptune cycle could amplify a big cultural shift and shift political boundaries. I mean, just take a look at what's going on out there. Now, another expression of Neptune is delusion and deception. We got to talk about that. With Saturn there, there's a potential for concretizing political narratives that are just plain false with an intention to mislead. Now, propaganda, manipulating public opinion, manufacturing consensus through manipulation can be the wheelhouse of this planetary combination. So, we shall see what happens, but as the ancient sages would say, don't believe everything you hear, consider the source, and trust your own eyes and experiences. In other words, don't let someone else do your thinking for you. Elsewhere in the zodiac, Mars is at its most potent position in the zodiac. That's because Mars, the planet of war, is exalted in this latter degree of Capricorn, which is a cardinal earth sign ruled by Saturn. Now, how that energy is used is a matter of one's own moral compass. You know, that age-old story about the knife in the hands of a thief is dangerous, but in the hands of a surgeon, it can save lives. There's always a choice. Now, finally, four planets are transiting Aquarius. That's Venus, Mercury, the Sun, and Rahu. Aquarius is a fixed air sign. It's the energy of revolution, innovation, progress. It's opposite Leo. Leo is the kingly elite. This is the people. Aquarius is the rank-and-file humans, sometimes humans with pitchforks and torches or with arrest warrants. Mercury communicates the expression of the energy, so expect to see a bigger discussion about the Aquarian themes that tie the binds to family and humankind alike. Well, that would be a nice change. Well, that's it for this edition of The Cosmic Curator. And remember the cosmic disclaimer? All together now, it's the wise person who rules their stars and a fool who is ruled by them. So we'll see you next week right here on WERU 89.9 FM Blue Hill, or streaming around the globe at WERU.org or that great WERU app. Let's face it, this leaves at the speed of light. Well, that's it for now. Over and out.